If you're looking for a tool to help you stand out with prospects and clients, to better understand their tolerance for complexity, to help them make decisions faster and with more confidence, and to get clients unstuck when they've stalled, you're going to like the Complexity Threshold Index. Take a listen as Todd tells you about this.
I want to talk to you about complexity. And really specifically, I want to talk about a tool that we've developed for you to use with clients called the Complexity Threshold Index. And so why is complexity so important? Many times what we find is clients that you're looking to engage with or looking to create opportunities with are living in a world where they're dealing with a lot of complexity as it relates to the planning or their advisors or the way that their advisors are working and engaging with them. And so we want to have a conversation very early on as a part of our discovery process to really understand how do people think and feel and react to things that are complexity driven. And so what we've put together, as I said, is this Complexity Threshold Index tool. You can see this tool here. And what we've done is we've created a situation where there's 10 variables that we're looking at, and we measure each of these variables to see how the people feel about that on a scale of 1 to 5. So if somebody measures and says that they're a 1, it means they have no tolerance, basically zero tolerance, right? But if they measure a 5, it means they have a high tolerance. So as you look down this list in some of those categories, we go from simple things like written reports. How do you feel about having written reports? For some people that like executive summaries, having lengthy written reports would be something that they have a very limited tolerance for. And then we go on to things all the way down to the end of this tool that you can see around multi-generational planning. Now, multi-generational planning might not be something that you're talking to this specific client about or clients in general, but it's a really good thing to know. How do people feel about that? How do they think about their family and future generations and things of that nature? And if you're dealing with a family that actually doesn't have children, and so that's not something that they're looking at, it's still a great conversation to have and get that level of understanding. To really see what it is they think about it. If you look at some of the categories in the middle, we talk about multiple tax returns, we talk about numerical analysis, or dealing with multiple advisors. As you know, as an advisor, these are all things that can create stress and tension in relationships. And if we're putting things in front of people, or if we're causing situations through our planning, through our recommendations, and the things that we implement that are creating a lot of complexity in the minds of clients, ultimately they're not gonna have a great experience in that. They are probably not gonna feel confident in the things that they're doing and the things that they're pursuing. So I hope you kind of see how this can be a different type of conversation. The last thing I'll say about it is who really loves this conversation is accountants, lawyers of clients, or people that you want to partner with and potentially work together and collaborate with on other clients. These are not typical conversations. These are not typical questions that advisors are asking. And as a result of that, it's a new conversation. It's a new way to open up dialogue with existing clients. And we have found those other professionals really love it because no other financial advisors are getting at this type of information or even caring about this information. We'll come back later and show you and talk to you about some of the outputs and some of the reports that you can create from the Complexity Threshold Index. But I hope you see this as a very different type of conversation and a way to really get clear about what are those things that are going to either increase or decrease the complexity in those client relationships.